דרך סחילה, שהם כשירים ליטאיה בסחילה, ואי צריך להשמין און בועץ לחידש, ואת על הזיך, היד רפצודק על הזיך ונשארו בו על הנטבים, שהם כשירים. So the Rash applies it, he limits it to the original area. So then the question arose, so my commercial So the Rash says, Kamashmalon, that even though originally there wasn't enough volume of water to immerse the goof or the Baltic Ele, but only because of the tzilf of the new water, so it's still alright. That's the Chiddush. But the Rosh is chilek on the Rash. And whereas the Rash limits it to the original area, the Rosh applies it even to the extended area. So so he has no problems with that Mishnah. שהם קשירים לטייה בסחילת ואיסר להשמין אפילו במוקים שהם טבילה בזכרים אלו אם כנאי טביל משלים אליהם דמליטי מאחס on other words so this is now this is like the Rash אפילו במוקים שהם טבילה בזכרים so on other words even though the Rosh since the Rosh Shita is that it could that in a mayor So if there is the Rosh in Perikei Mishne Gimel, so said that in the Mayon Shul Moshech Kenado, if originally the Mayon was flowing water, and then you extended it, Sareyuk Moshehoyo and Smaya Taya Bezeichle, not only the original area, but even the extended area. So Mimele the Rosh had no problem with the Heid Rav Tzadik, and he could say that the Chiddush of Reb Tzadik is even regard to the extended area. But surprisingly, the Rosh mentions the same Chiddush as the Rash. Surprisingly, he didn't have to say it because the Rash in Perikei Mishne Gimel says in so many words that in the extended area, so then it wouldn't be mitaya b'zeichlin, but the Rosh in Perikei Mishne Gimel says that even the extended area it's mitaya b'zeichlin. So he could say that the chiddush of Reb Tzadik was in regard to the extended area, but he doesn't say that. He mentions the same thing that the Rosh says. Rises. V'yitzer Rashmino. Afilo b'mokim she'infilo b'zeichlin. Elohim k'neitvim mashlimu lehem. דלויטיימו אוכל, מייקו משמלון פשיטה, דמקי ייפסו לכל הנורס, אפילו מנדום הנערה מקיפה מברך, פירש מקירה עם מסעולי, סלע מתאדמין עם קיפה, פירש, לא עם מבוי, למנדום הנערה מקשום עם מברך, דעבד פוסל משינוי ממשך תומי, דום מפסק, אפילו מנדום הנערה מקיפה, או ישמו לדיור כי יצטרך, דווקא רובו, אבל לא ירובו לא, ואמרינון, kame bottle, hoil vidalkam bikach. And then he says something else that the chiddush, the reason is why Reb Tzadik has to tell us, so the kasha is v'chi b'shvul tipa achas. So it couldn't be mitaya b'zeichlin. So one teretz by the Rosh is that the chiddush is even if the original water was not enough to immerse the goof for the Baltic Kele. A second teretz is Enoch Naami. Reb Tzadik did not have to tell us any chiddush. Reb Tzadik wanted to emphasize Davke Robu. But if it's not Robu, so even in the original area, he says, so if it's not Robu, so even in the original area, so it Zeichlin will not be Mitai. Shemoli Diyuki Yitzlech. Davke Robu. אבל לא ירובו לא, ואמרינון כמה בוטל, הויל וידאוקם בכך. וידאוקם בכך. So in other words, only if it is robo, but if it is not robo, so then we say that it's not mitaya b'zeichlin. Now the question is, why couldn't the Rosh say what all the other Rishonim say? In other words, that Reb Tzadik says al hazeich lehit, Reb Tzadik al hazeich l'insharob al hanetvim, to tell us the chiddush that even in connection with the extended area, and that's in line with the shittes harosh, that's in line with the shittes harosh. So why does he have to say why does he have to say that the chiddush is vashmino afilu b'mokim sheim tefila b'zechli elohim keimetvim mashlimim? He could say the chiddush is that even the extended day are yet. Now, so the Tzemach Tzedek HaMishnayis, the Tzemach Tzedek HaMishnayis, he says that according to the Rosh, there is a difference between Mayon and Nor. You see, the Rosh explains it. The Rosh says that Hazeichlin ki Mayon, so what's the Chiddush? That not that Mayon is ki Mayon, that is a plain identity. That Hazeichlin ki Mayon means the Zeichlin of Nor has a din of a Mayon, can be tied of Zeichlin. So it's not a plain identity. In other words, that because I could say that no does not have it, is not mitaya bezeichlin, only Mayon is spring. So he says that there is a difference between an ordinary spring and the river, because in a river, in an ordinary spring, so then it is at its source, so it starts flowing with a great swiftness and with a great amount, a great quantity of water. Mashainkin in a river, so at its source, so it does not flow with such swiftness. But then, farther in the river, it starts flowing with a greater swiftness and with mainly with a greater quantity of water. So since Bimtzias in a river, so it becomes misgadir farther in the river. So mimele, this halacha of the Rosh, that the Rosh says in Perikei Mishne Gimel, because in Perikei Mishne Gimel he discusses a plain spring, an ordinary mayon. In an ordinary mayon, so there it does not become misgadir away from the source. It's the same strength and the same force and the same swiftness. So in respect to a mayon, the Rosh Hashanah is that it is mitaya v'zeichlin, even the extended day, Mashein came in a river. So it becomes misgadir further in the river. So mimele, in the extended day, yeah, it couldn't be mitaya bezeichlin. So that's the reason, because according to the Rosh, the Mishneh has reference to a river, not to an ordinary mayon. Because this is how he explains it. Hazeichalim ki mayon means a river is like a mayon. A river is like a mayon. So heit rapzodik al hazeichlin shirob al anitrin. So the heit rapzodik does not have reference to a mayon, to an ordinary mayon, but to a river. In a river, according to the Rosh, so only in the original area. But if as a result of the mikshon, let's say sometimes you have a river, and the river extends to a certain point, and then as a result of the abundance of rainfall, so then the area of the river is extended. So in a river, so in the extended area, it's not mitaya bezeichlin. In an ordinary mayon, even the extended area, it's mitaya bezeichlin. Basheinken in a river, on account of the fact that it bimtzias, so it is misgadil. Farther in the river, it is misgadil, and it's not. It doesn't have the same strength and the same force and the same swiftness as at the source. So mimele, there is a difference between an ordinary mayon and a river in regard to the extended area. So here he couldn't say that the chiddush of Reb Tzodek was that if the area of the flow of the water was extended into a new area. So mele, even the new area is mitaya bezeichlin, because Reb Tzodek has reference to a river, and in a river, the extended area where the water of the river didn't flow prior to the rainfall, to the abundant rainfall. So in Achname, there in the extended area, in the river, it wouldn't be Mistaya B'Zechut. And that's the because of the Gemara in Nidor and the Gemara in Shabbos. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Gemara in Nidor and Gemara in Shabbos, the same Gemara. ויום הרובי, דחמם המדל, ויום הרובי נוערה, מיטרה במערובי סדרה בפרוס. When it rains, במערובי לארץ ישראל, so the weakness of it is the Euphrates River in Bobo. In Bobo. כשענו פרוס גודל, הווידס, if you see that the Euphrates River is overflowing with water. So then it's a raya that in Eretz Yisrael there is an abundance of rainfall. Kishenor pros godeir haveidis l'kshomim sheyedim Eretz Yisrael Eretz Yisrael goveya mikol ha'arotis uboyim kshomim v'neiflim b'pros u'mizgadon he v'hayda amdina dinoya mizgadon v'yakshomim haveplukta adishmuel u'plukta adishmuel doma shmuel nare mikifre mizbor u'plukta adishmuel adishmuel doma shmuel yamayim mitarim v'zeichlin elu pros v'yemetish rebovat but in the other months the other months, the Euphrates River is misgadel through the rainfall water. The rainfall water. So Memele the Rosh Hite is this what the Semastetic says in Mishnayis. So Memele the Rosh Hite is that there is a fundamental difference between an ordinary Mayon and a river. So in an ordinary Mayon, so the Rosh says in the Mishnah of Nadol, Mayon Shul Moshach Kenadol, so that Mayon Shul Moshach Kenadol, so there he says that even the extended area, Mayon Shul Moshach Kenadol, so he says, so Ribovim Shichei, Hariuk Moshahoyo, even in the extended area, Mashinkin in a river, so in the extended area, it's not Mitaya B'Zeichlin. So in Bovel, so the river of Pros, except for Yemet Tishrei, we have to be Cheshish. Every spot in the Euphrates River, maybe it was Mizgadel because of the overflow of the rainfall. All right, we'll leave it here. The Rambams, you should go over by yourself. The Rosh Pshat, the Pirush Rosh, in Am Mishneh, Am Pirkei Mishneh. Very well, and we will die in every Rosh. And then also, the Pirush Am Mishneh and the Rambam in Pirk Tes, the Hilchas Mikroes, and the Asogis Arayvet, and the Kesef Mishneh Pshat. Test of Mikvoyes, Haloche Yudalev, and Haloche Yudalev, that's all. And the Asogis Arayved, and the Kesef Mishneh, and that Rambam and Arayved.
We went over at the end of the Pirush HaRosh. And let's go over again the Pirush HaRosh. There came Mishneh. איתכם צריך להזיך לי שרוב הנדפי שאין קשרים ותאיה וסחילה והיא צריך להשמין און אפילו במוקים שאין תפילה בזיך לי אלו אם כי נדפי משלים אליה וביתי מורחה מייקו משקו פשיטה דין כן יפסלו כל מרענוריס אפילו מנדרומה נער מקיפי מברך Alright, now, so most many Rishayim, I mean, I see, probably most Rishayim. The Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ram, in Ritvo, in Nidorim, there are several Rishayim. So we cannot say, I mean, because there are several Rishayim. the Shikha of the Rohan, the Shikha of Rav Pinchas, in the Dorim, it will be necessary for you to go over the whole Sugya. I mean, in Dorim, Daf Mem there, and with all the Rishayim, the Ramban there, it's a basic Sugya. So in the Ritva, there are several Shikhas. The Shikha of the Ritva, the Shikha of this Rabbi Ro, and Rabbi Rav Pinchas, whatever, but the Shikha of the Raivit, end of the Ramban, end of the Rashba, end of the Rani is that when the Mishnah says, Hey, Reb Tzodik, Allah Zeichlim, Sherob Allah Neitvi, Shehim Ksheirim, Allah Zeichlim, Sherob Allah Neitvi, Shehim Ksheirim. So that applies, all, so it's Mashma, Dafke, if the Zeichlim is Rob Allah Neitvi, but if the Neitvi is Rob Allah Zeichlim, then it's not Mitaya B'Zeichlim. If they make Shomim is more. So that's only in Mekines Achir, where originally the Mayim wasn't flowing. And the Mayim started to flow as a result of the Mekshomim that was dumped into it. So then the Mekines Achadoshim. So if, let's say, originally, before he dumped Mekshomim, so the area in which the water, the Mimayim flowed, was up to here. And then as a result of dumping the water, it started to flow, it was extended. So the extended area, not the original area, the extended area, so there we must have, in order to be Mitaya B'Zeichlin, there must be Zeichlin Chobol HaNeitim. But suppose its Neitvim is Chobol HaZeichlin, so in the extended area it's not Mitaya B'Zeichlin. If it's Zeichlin Merubel HaNeitim, so then even in the extended area it's Mitaya B'Zeichlin. But if it's Neitvim Merubel HaZeichlin, then in the extended area it's not Mitaya B'Zeichlin. Mashenk in the original area, it is always Mitaya B'Zeichlin. Even though it is in the extended area, in the original area, so it always mitayah b'zeichlin, even if it's neitvin merubah l'zeichlin. Even if it's neitvin merubah l'zeichlin. In other words, so it's always mitayah b'zeichlin. In other words, so our Mishnah, Pirek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, that says, Mayim shemeim of moti, v'sherob olav mayim shuvim, sh'otshov l'miklitay b'shbir mayim l'ad b'chol shuvim. So the Ran is a Yochid in saying that the Mishnah is Lizgodin Kotan. Because they call it the Ran. So Lizgodin Kotan. When it says Shovelim Mikvelitaya Ben Shbeiren, it has reference to the extended area. So in the extended area, it's Vitaya Ben Shbeiren and it requires Memso. And when it says Lemayim, when it says Lemayim, Adi Becholshu, it has reference to the original area. So it's Labi Becholshu. And it's Mitaya B'Zeichlin as well. In that is a Yochid. The other Rishayim Achilik. But the Raivet, the Rashba, the Ramban, and many other Rishayim, they say that when the Mishnah says, Shovel Mikvel Itaya Beshbir and Lumay Ladu Cholshu, it has reference to the extended area. So then, it is analogous to Mikvel Itaya Beshbir and Ulimay Ladu Cholshu. Not like the Ran who says that you can't split it. So all the other Rishayim Achilik and the Ran, you can split it. But they all say that when the Mishnah says Shomel Mikletaya B'Shbiran, Umayim Ad B'Choshu, that it's not Mitaya B'Zeichlin, so it only has reference to the extended area. So since the Shuvim is more, the Shomim is more, so Mimele, it's not Mitaya B'Zeichlin in the extended area, but in the original area. So it's Mitaya B'Zeichlin, even if the Mekshomim, the Mayim Shuvim is more. They all say that. The Raivet, after all, Raivet in Mikvoyes, the Raivet is more the Shmaitse. I mean, all the other Rishayim seem to follow his sheet, the Raivet. So, the Raivet, the Ramban, the Rashba, you see, the Ram also agrees, except that he has his own sheet, that where it's not Mitaya B'Zeichlin, it requires Memsos. And that's his own sheet.
Wo die anderen sind, in der Reihe, der Ramban, der Rashba, they all say that this Mishneh Zayin has reference to the extended area. Masha'in came the original area, even though the Mayim Shurim is more, and the Mayim, and the Mimayon is very, is relatively little. So it's Mitaya Bizeichlin, and it is Mitaya Bicholcha. So Bemele, according to the Raivet, according to the Ramban, according to the Rashba, so there is no kasha against Mishneh Perikei, Mishneh Hei. What Michael Masker from Reb Tzadik, Allah Zeichlin Sherobo Lanitim Shikshiri, V'chisala Al Daitcho, Shetipa Achas, so should negate the Din of Mayon. So what's the Chidesh? And if Reb Tzadik wasn't made, so I would say that if someone will dump a glass of water in the Mayon, so it negates, so the whole the Mayon is negated. I mean, how could I say that? So because according to the Raive, according to the Ramban, according to the Rashba, so they say, hey, the Reb Tzadik has reference to the extended area. That's a big chiddush. Because if I would say that as far as the extended area is concerned, so even though it's Robot Zechlal HaNeitvin, so it's still not Mitayah B'Zechlin. And the Rashi is like that. Not only Robot Zechlal HaNeitvin. According to the Rash, the extended area. So then, even if it's, so the extended area, so even if it's Kulei, it's Meimayon. But when someone manipulated by digging breches that the water that originally flowed in this area should start flowing in new area, new channels. So it's not Mitaya B'Zechlin either. Since originally it didn't flow in the new areas and it started to flow only as a result of the digging of the breches. I mean, so far the Rash goes. So Mimele, the Raive, the Ramban, the Rash will say that it's a big chidesh that Reb Tzadik tells us. That even in the extended area, where the Mayon was not flowing originally, and it's only started to flow as a result of the dumping of the Mayim Shuvim, but if the major portion of the water in the extended area is Mayim Zeichlin, Mimayon, so it's Mitaya B'Zeichlin. That's the big chiddush. Now, the Rosh doesn't. So you would say, so you would expect the Rosh also to say the same thing. But the Rosh doesn't say that. Hey, Reb Tzadik HaZeichlin, Shrobel HaNeitvin. Shrobel HaNeitvin. Shem Sherim, Mitaya B'Zeichlin. V'yitzer V'ashminon Afilu B'Mokim, Shem Tvila B'Zeichlin. Elim K'Neitvin Mashlimu Lehem. Why doesn't he explain it that way? Because the Rosh has his own cheat. The Rosh, as far as Mayon is concerned, not river, but as far as Mayon is concerned, so the Rosh it is that not only in the original area, but even in the extended area, in the real Mayon, so it's Mitaya B'Zechlin. Even though it's not. So, even though it's not a Robu Zeichlin Alanit, even though it's not Robu Zeichlin Alanit. Now let's see how the Rosh explains. Because the Rosh, he doesn't recognize this distinction between the original area where the Mayon flowed before, prior to the dumping of the Mayim Shuvim, and the extended area. So, according to the Rosh, let's see again. How the Rosh explains Perik Hey Mishneh Gimel. Now let's see again. Mayon Shu Moshur Kinar, centipede wise, like this. Ribo Pirish Nadu Sherich Yesh Raglaim Berubin Vidak Kach Mayon Ze Nimshecha Mimon Mimeno Micholim Berubin Vidak Ribo Lisechei Mayim Shurim Achen Yischasku HaMicholim ונשרבו משיחוסו, מתארים בזכלין כבתחילו. kiven di blavoche ho yozeich lin deisi am kenis ela she atom is rapsos chlosso. Now he doesn't mean ho yozeich lin deisi am kenis to limit himself only to the original area. He means ho yozeich lin deisi am kenis, as you'll see, that from the contrast he means since the water of the Mayon was flowing before too, it didn't have to be reactivated to become activated in order to flow. It wasn't still water, it was flowing water. So since the water in the Mayim was flowing all the time, and the dumping of the Mayim Shuvim only intensified the vigorousness and the forcefulness of the Mimayon, so Mimele, everything is a din of Mimayon, and it's Mitaya Bizeichlin, even though it started to flow in new directions. As long as the water was flowing with force and swiftness before the dumping of the Mayim Shuvim, so Mimele is considered as Mimayon, not only in the original area, but even in the extended area. As long as the water prior to the dumping of the Mayim Shuvim was flowing water. But if it is Hoyohimeid, if it wasn't flowing, and when we say flowing, not flowing, it doesn't mean whether scientifically it's flowing or not flowing. Scientifically, every water is flowing. Even water in the glass is flowing. There is always a motion of waves. But, I mean, flowing, when that is nikar, I mean, you can see, I mean, we call certain water still water, and certain water that move with force, that we call flowing water. So flowing water means moving with apparent force, not that scientifically it moves. Everything moves according to science. So suppose it is still water. So sometimes you find a faint Mayon, that the water of the Mayon doesn't move with apparent force. So hoyo emet v'riba lo Mayim Shuvim achim shichei, and then it was relatively inert, the main Mayon, but then as a result of dumping Mayim Shuvim, it became reactivated and it became active. So then achim shichei en mitaya bimokim schilosi v'ayne od itnan li'il v'verikayim b'mal r'viz mayim ha'shemim ha'mokim. So according to the Rosh, Perikalik Mishnah Zayin is reference to a Mayon that is inert, that emanates still water without any apparent force of motion. And then he dumped an abundance of Mayim Shuvim, and that injected vigor and activated the Mei Mayon, and it started to flow with force. It started to flow with force. So then it is analogous to a Mayon in regard to culture. And it's analogous to a mikveh that it's only Mitaya Beshbiren, not Bizichli. Now, all these shittas can be explained according to Reb Chaim's three sayings. And the first is sort of Reb Chaim is very sound, even though Reb Chaim is Bein Ilomis Machivon himself rejected, but it seems very sound. This the first is sort of Reb Chaim. So the Rosh can also be explained. In other words, because you see, what is the first paragraph of Reb Chaim? That culture depends upon the Heftz of Mayon. Not the main Mayon, but the Heftz of Mayon. A Mayon is a Mayon, whether it's active, vigorous, or inert. So just as you have human beings, that some human beings are full with energy, and some are phlegmatic, without energy, not active, so it doesn't mean that he's not a human being just because he's not active. So a mayon is a mayon. The heftzel of mayon is a heftzel of mayon. So you can call him a faint mayon, a sick mayon, but it's a heftzel of mayon. Even though he doesn't show the natural properties of mayon, I mean the motion, the forceful motion of the water. So it's a heftzel of mayon. So b'meile it's mitaya b'cholchil. Masheim kein ligabe. So that's totally mei mayon. So what does it mean mei mayon? So how is mei mayon distinguishable from mei mikve? Because mei, in other words, if they possess the natural attribute, the natural properties of mayon, what's the natural characteristic of mei mayon? That they move with force and vigor and swiftness. They are not still. They don't stand still. If a marasayim, they don't stand still. So that's the natural property of mei mayon. So mele, if it's inert, so mei mayon it doesn't have. The heft of mayon it is. And mitaya bezeichlin depends upon the mei mayon. So that does not have the shemei mayon. The second teretz of Abchai, that there is a din of pitul. But as far, so he doesn't have a din of mayon. He doesn't have a din of mayon. So you can say he doesn't have a din of mayon, of mei mayon. He doesn't have a din of the heft of mayon. It's bottle, bittle meron, fine. But as far as mitaya becholchu is concerned, it's not a special zeros akosu. That mayon is not subject to the shiur of memso. No, everything is subject to the shiur of memso. But mayon has the tendency to keep on emanating water without a limit. So mele, it has memso. Right now you don't see memso, but you don't have to see it right now. In the course of time, it'll emanate more than memso and more than a thousand so. And even though this mayon happens to be a very faint mayon, but so it's a faint mayon in the sense that its water do not move with force and vigor, but it still has this tendency of emanating without a limit. So mele, as a result of the abundance of Maim Shuvim, of Mekshomim, so there is bitl on the Din Mayon. So it doesn't have a Din Mayon. Call it whatever you want, it's not Mayon. But if Mikveh would have the tendency of emanating without a limit, it would also have the Shia of Memso. So you can explain it according to both the Utsum of the Pride. Alright, but anyway, so the Rosh Shite is distinguished from the Shite of the Gdeli Orishenim, the Raivet, the Ramban, the Rajbo, in the sense that whereas according to the Raivet and the Ramban is another Rosh also, but Shabbos, whereas according to the Raivet, the Ramban and the Rajbo, So there is a distinction, a fundamental difference in regard to mayon between the original area and the extended area. In the original area, so then it has a din of mayon even regarding everything, and it's mitayav zeichlin even if the zeichlin, the mayon, is immune. But vis-a-vis the extended area, so then only if the Meimayon is the Rov, but if the Mikshomim is the Rov, then not. But according to the Rosh, so he, as long as the water was flowing water with force, so then it doesn't make any difference whether it's in the original area or in the extended area. And even if the Rov consists of Mikshomim, it's Chobunet Fin Alazeichlin, it's still entire. So what will the Rosh do with Chepzotek Zdin? So Mishleim, according to the Raivet and the Rajbo, so he has no problem with explaining Chepzotek Zdin. because the Reb Tzodek is reference to the Meimayon in the extended area. So that's the Chiddush. But as far as the Meimayon in the original area is concerned, so even if it's not Rabu Alazeichli, even if it's Rabu Neitvin Alazeichli, even if it's not Rabu Zeichlin Ala Neitvin, but even if it's Rabu Neitvin Ala Zeichlin in the original area, in the original area, so it's kosher. And Reb Tzodek is reference to the extended area. So Mele, there was no kasha in my kamash for Reb Tzodek. Kamash only be chidesh, that in the extended area, if it's Rabu Zeichlin Ala Neitvin, so it's kosher. But according to the Rosh, it doesn't make any difference in original area, extended area, it doesn't make any difference. So then the question arises, Michael Mashmur Tzodek. So that's why the Rosh, even though the Rosh is not like the Rash in any way, it's the other pole than the Rash. But the Rosh gives the same terrors. The Chiddush of Reb Tzodek was the Afil Bimokim Shein Tvila Bizechli, Elohim Kineitvin Mashlim Leh. Now the question is, but since the Rosh Shita is that by Mayim, so it's retired bizechli, even if Robun Itvin ala zechli, and even the extended area. So what does he do with Reb Tzodek's din? Reb Tzodek says, hey, Reb Tzodek ala zechli shol ala itvin. So that's the reason as to why the Rosh emphasizes that Reb Tzodek doesn't have reference to an ordinary Mayim, a spring. Reb Tzodek has reference to a river. So the Tzemach Tzedek, Mishnayos, points out that there is a difference, according to the Rosh, between an ordinary Mayon and the river. And the river. I mean, someone has to be a great expert in this field, I mean, in order to appreciate what the Tzemach Tzedek says. But it seems that what the Tzemach Tzedek says is in consonance with science. I discussed it with someone. So the Tzemach Tzedek says, an ordinary Mayon so has the same strength all over. In a river is also Mayonis, but it's a different kind of Mayonis. In a river, so in the interior of the river, it becomes more forceful than in the beginning of the river. So Mimele, this aloche, that we say that there is no bit. In other words, according to the Rosh, if the Mayon is an active Mayon, not and a Mayon shake it, but it's a Mayon node, a moving Mayon. So if it's a Mayon node, so then the halacha is there is no bit. Even if you dump in 10 times as much, make sure, into a Mayon, so the Mayon does not become bottle in the abundance of the mikshon, because mayon has such chshives that it cannot be bottled in the abundance of mikshon. So that only applies to an ordinary mayon, where the strength of the ordinary mayon is consistent and uniform in the whole mayon. Mashenkin in a river is a different type of a mayon, and there it's not consistent, it's not uniform. I mean, the strength in one part of the Chicago River is not the same as the strength in another part of the Chicago River. So since that's the teva of a no, that in the interior of the river it becomes stronger, and he mentions the posik, the Tzemach Tzedek, to that effect. So Mimele Gabi no, we have the aloche that only if it's Rabu Zeichlin ala Neitvin, then it has a din of Mayim become a Zeichlin. But if it's Rabu Neitvin ala Zeichlin, it does not have a din of Mayim to be Mitaya Zeichlin. But as far as Litaya B'chol Tshu, it doesn't make any difference, because that, as Reb Chaim says in the first Teretz, it depends upon the Heftz of Mayim. So there is no, on the Heftz of Mayim there is no Beetle. Or Mitaya B'chol Tshu does not depend upon anything. It doesn't matter what Chalul Shem it is. You can call it whatever you want. It depends upon the fact that it has a tendency to keep on emanating water without a limit. So there is always Memsol. All right. Now, let's see again. So, according to the Rosh, Perek Aleph Mishneh Zayin, Perek Aleph Mishneh Zayin has reference to a mild shaking. The Rosh here doesn't say it. He says it in Perek Hei Mishneh Gimel. A mild shaking. But if it's a mild note, so then even though there was an abundance of mild shuvim dumped into it, so there is no beetle under the mayon. Because a mayon not has such a chshives, you cannot be mevatel the mayon. Because of the chshives, you cannot be mevatel. You cannot be mevatel. In other words, something, even though we learned in Taruves, that except for teisves, shite, and gmure, so all the rishonim say that of a choshuv does not become bottle, so that's only midrabono. But midrais, everything becomes bottle. So that doesn't mean, so then you can ask, so why shouldn't there be bitla mayon and mimayon? If the whole halach of the choshuv did not come bottle. The answer is, it all depends what kind of chshives. Kind of chshives, I mean everybody will be made it. That there is no bitul b'rov on a human being. Now let's say, suppose Jews and non-Jews want Nisari. So there is a Shailef called the Polis, Merube Polis. But no one in his right mind would say that if in a certain city, so the Jews and the non-Jews are mixed up and you don't know who is who. Who is who? And let's say, there is, let's say, 8,000 goyim and one Jew. So we say call the police, we will be police. In other words, we assume that this person who is perished from that city that has 1,000 goyim and one Jew, he was perished from the 1,000 goyim. But if Tlavishmai is Galia, the one that was perished, is a Jew, so he's a Jew, he wouldn't say that Isa nefach leheta, heta nefach leisa. Even though by behemoth we do say Balechayim lebotlu, so most Rishonim say it's only in the Rabbanon that Balechayim is lebotlu. The answer is Balechayim lebotlu because Balechayim is also choshuv. But any day made the chshives of a human being to the chshives of Balechayim. So mele mayon. So in other words, when we say that with Raisi even the choshuv is bottle, it means that kind of that kind of davar choshuv remain baden against the prach. This kind of davar choshuv, davar osud limonis. So that kind of davar choshuv midrais is bottle. Masheike is something that is very very choshuv. Of course, a human being has an infinite chshives, so it's certainly not chayach. It's not chayach that a human being should be bottle. So a Jew cannot be bottle among goyim, and even a goy cannot be bottle among Jews. It's only an Indian. It's only an Indian of called the Polis, Merube Polis, and Mayon. So you see from many Rishonim that where it is an active Mayon, let's say according to the Rosh. So where it's an active Mayon, so even if you dumped 1,000 times as much water of Mekshomi into the Mayon, so in the end, the Mekshomi are 1,000 times as numerous as the original Mayon. So then everything has a din of mayon, even in the extended area. But why shouldn't there be beetle? The answer is mayon and may mayon, according to Rosh, has such chshives because of its forceful motion that it cannot become bottle. May mayon cannot become bottle by virtue of the abundance of mixture. Unless the mayon was a mayon shokit, so then it doesn't have the chshives of mayon, then there can be more people. Alright, now let's see the Rosh again. In Perek Hei, Mishneh Hei. So, Reb Tzodek's Mishneh, call it the Rosh, has reference to Nor, not to an ordinary mayon. Hei it Reb Tzodek, ale zeichlin shechob hanitvim, shem sherim, litaya bischile. ויסך להשמין אפילו מוקים שאין תפילה בזיכו אלו אם כן הייתם משלים עליהם קליטי מייכם מה יקום משמו פשיט אם כן יפצו לכל הנו אפילו למנדום אז so he explains himself what does he mean יב זוק לנוריס, אפיל מן דומן ערבי, כיפי מברך. פירש, לוי מבוי, he is explaining what his own expression. לוי מבוי, אלי מן דומן ערבי, כשום מברך. דאב אפוסל, שלום ממשך תומית, דום מבזק, אפיל מן דומן ערבי, כיפי. So, in other words, he was bothered by the kasha that all Rishayim asked. My komashum ratzonik. So the Rashi, so the Raile, and the Ramban, and the Rashi say komashum ratzonik that even the extended area, if it's rabu zeichlin, but the Rosh cannot say it because according to Rosh, there's no difference between in the ordinary mayon between the original and the extended area. So he says the same time, the same time, etc. Then he says. הוא ישם על דיוקי צריך דווקא רוב אבל לא ירוב אלוי only when it's רוב הוא צריך ללענית לי פצפו so we could argue with a lot of cogency that even if it's rabu neitrin ala zeichle, so it should be entire bezeichle. Why? Because there is a loche of kame kame bottle, that's a gemore namidizore. Gemore namidizore. Let's say, suppose you have a chob yes, let's say, with mayim. Chob yes with mayim. Then somebody, nakum comes, and they keep some point. From a bottle of wine that is Yain Esach. So he pours one drop of Yain Esach and then he stops. Then he waits another minute, he drops another drop. And he waits another minute and he drops another drop. And he keeps on doing it for 24 hours or for more than 24 hours, for 48 hours. In the end, even though he dropped drop by drop, with the hefsek, with the pause of a minute. So in the end, it turns out that on the whole, there is more Yain Esach than Mayim. So we say, kame kame bottle. Because the moment I dropped one drop Yain Esach in 1 gallon of water, so that became bottle. Then I stopped pouring. Then again I pick up and I drop another drop. So again it becomes bottle. And I did it for 48 hours. So in the end, I poured in, even though I didn't drop by drop, with the pause of a minute between each drip. So in the end, I dropped more than a gallon of Yain Esach. So he still say, but why? Kamikam bottle. Masheike, if he keeps on pouring with the continuous stream with continuous jet, so then we don't say kame kame bottle. Why? Because there was continuity. So it's considered, even though it took an hour, as long as there was no half second, it was done continually, so we don't say kame kame bottle. Here, when it rains, so of course, every minute, very little drops in. But it keeps on raining. It's not that it rains for a moment, then it stops, and then it starts raining again. Then we would say, kame kame bottle. So in other words, so there is a word missing. Avoloi roboloi. The loy amrinon kame kame bottle. Hoi uvidako mikach. Alright. Okay, now, let's see the Shittas Rambam. We went over the Peyush Rambam, the Peyush Mishnah of the Rambam, and Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Now let's see the Peyush Rambam and Perek Hei Mishnah Gimel. Mayon Shemoshach Kenado Hu Balechayim Rav Raglayim Daki Im Yir Mayim Mayon Mayim V'yifrun Menu Geilis Dakeis V'shofach Mayim Shuvim B'Iker HaMayon Ad Shemishchas Goyil HaGuleis V'Godlo HaGroson Hine Mishpat Ila HaGuleis K'Mayon Hoyu M'Mayon Eilabem Omno, im hoyu meyamayon, shekhtim nochim. So we see from the Rambam that at one point he agrees with the Rosh that when the Mishnah says hoyu emeid, it means
If the Mayon was a Mayon shaking and in the earth spring emanating water that do not flow forcefully, vigorously.
In the era of Afikim, Mushitofim in the air. Kmoy Hamayon Bidovo, Ukmoy Amikre, Moshibar, Mitrazis and Sertes, Vizay Simayo Dalshi Mikre.
Now, I ask you to go over the whole Ram. The Ram, first he mentions Ishita. So Ishita is Ibichi. I don't know of any other Ishi who agrees with the Ranshita, at least on the Kota. But that's the Ranshita. But then he agrees, he concedes that the Rambam Shita is not Ishita. So how does he explain the Rambam? You should go over the Rambam and this student one. The Rambam and the Ritva and the Mukiyesi. Very important. But then, so it's a long time. Then he says, Memal from the paragraph in the middle, after the two dots, Abel das, Rambam zal, the chikotone becholane, davo kishirobo of Nathan, diniki mayon, davki kishirobo amayin, bigumas amayin atzme, sheshobu chshives meyin, umivatlim, kol amayin aboi malin, avu vuhobo, bimokei, meshchano, limato, כל שרוב מונית ואז איך לי נפסל כולי ופיזה אס ימים רדי שמואל כפשט והמים מתארים מזה איך לי נפלו באמצע הנור ומוקים שהוא ימלר ומתחילו אלו פרס בימיתיש רדובת וכפי מה שפרש למעלו ופיזה הודי מפליק בתספטה בנסרחי ולוי נסרחי. So that's the mokia for the shittes of Rishayin in the Rai Chite, that there is a difference between the original area and the extended area. That's the Tisefet. So he says, Nirali da'aribo b'guva samayim kol. Da'afil hoche kol sh'obu neitvin in imitayim elo b'mokim sh'o imalach mitchlosi. Abo b'mokim sh'o nisrachim in imitayim elo b'shbir. Ve'afo gav dikele peima ifre da'aribo b'hem sh'ano kol abo b'guva samayim kol kosher mingad chumron. Ve'eit די מאסל די זעפט אַ גומט מאס ליסן קיין מי איז אַ דוסע דער געבלעזער ביצלק אַ פיל ווי שוט איז זו וואָר דעם מאס דער פיל מיט אַ מוקיש נסרח אַ מאל יקוי די חול שרוב זייכלין קוש די לקל מי מדע די בוק מש אַ נוי יקוי מאש מי נונג בוסע שאַף אל פיש אל ריבו מי מקים קומע זמאי אל מוקיש נים שו מיי מוב קוש די אַקאַט אַ קאַט פשיטע וחיגים אותי במאי יפסו פרס. The same Kasha that told Rishayim ask. So he says that the Shittas Rambam is, why does he say that? Because the Rambam, he says, Nadu, Kubal Echaim, Rav Raglai, Dakim, Im Yeh Mayim, Im Yeh Mayon Mayim, V'yifrud Men Kulis Dakis, V'shofach Mayim Shuvim, Be'ikar Hamayim. So the Rambam emphasizes Ikar HaMayon, that the dumping of the Mayim Shuvim took place in the Ikar HaMayon, in the main Mayon. What do you mean Ikar? Apparently, you have the Mayon, the Ikar HaMayon, and not the Ikar HaMayon. So what is the Ikar HaMayon? And the Ran assumed that's the Gume. You know, when there is a certain cavity and water, that's the source. So when do we say that Mayon Shu Moshech Kenado Ribo Vimshiche Harik Moshehoyo Harik Moshehoyo, that it's entire, and then but that this is in apparent conflict with Perek Aleph Mishneh Zayin, there it says Ribo Manshurim, so it's not entire Bezekhlin. Here it says Harik Moshehoyo, it is entire Bezekhlin. So the Rambam, according to the Ran's Pshat and the Rambam, so it all depends where the dumping took place. If the dumping took place in the Ikramayim, in the Gume, in the source itself,
where the water originates, there is a certain gume, where it comes out, where the opening of the mayim, that's the gume, that's the ikar mayim. So if you dump it mamish in the gume, then there is no bit. But if you dump it in the area, not whether it's in the extended area where it didn't flow before, I mean, or in the original area where it did flow, but not at the source, in the Hemshech HaMayon. If you dump the Mayim Shuvim in the Hemshech HaMayon, then it has the din that is mentioned in Mishneh Zayin. Why? So we can understand that. We can understand that. You see, this is how the Ram understood the Rambam is saying. So we can understand it, that we, according to Reb Chaim's longest, both do it. According to the first Eretz, so ligabe, so in other words, if you dump it in the gume, then there is no bitl. There's no bitl. So if there is no bitl, so it's not only a Heftzer Mayon, it's me Mayon also, there's no bitl. That is only Shayach. If you dump the Mikshomim, the Mayim Shuvim, in the gume, in the source itself, so the source has such chashives that there couldn't be any bit. If the taruves takes place at the source where the water comes out, so the source of the mayon has such chashives, it cannot become bottle. So mimele, it cannot become bottle. So not only the heft of mayon is not bottle, even the shemei mayon is not bottle. My bottle. Mashein kein, if you dump. That's the Mishneh of Nadav. The first half of the Mishneh of Nadav. The Mishneh in Perek Aleph Mishneh Zayin has referenced the case where he dumped the Mayim Shuvim in the Hemshech of the Mayim. So that does not have so much chashivus. So there is bitul on the May Mayim, not on the Heftzer Mayim. So Mele, it's Mitaya Bechol Chu. But it's not Mitaya Bezechli. Or according to the second Teretz, again, the second Teretz. So in other words, there is bitl, but as far as culture is concerned, it doesn't concern us. Yes, bitl, no bitl. What difference does it make? If there is bitl, so it's not mayon, it's not me mayon. You can call it whatever you want. But does it have the shiur memso? It has the shiur memso. Why? Because it still has the tendency of emanating water without a limit. So memele, it has memso. So it's entire b'chol shu, not because it's entire b'chol shu, because it's only nachilas and ayin when we say kol shu. To our naked eye, it's kol shu, but actually, it's memso. It's 1,000 so. It's 10,000 so. Now, but then, so the Kesef Mishneh also explains the Rambam that way. The Kesef Mishneh also explains the Rambam that way. But then, so according to Kesef Mishneh, the only question is, did he dump the Mayim Shuvim in the Gume or in the Hemshech HaMayim? But there is no difference between the original area and the extended area. But then they mention a Tisefte, that the Tisefte distinguishes between the original area and the extended area. So the Kesef Mishneh says that our Mishneh is not like the Tisefte, because our Mishneh doesn't make any such distinction. So the Tisefte is chilek in our Mishneh. Mimele, since we pass like our Mishneh, so there is no difference, because Mishneh says in one lashon, whether it's the original area or the extended area. The difference is whether he dumped the Mayim Shuvim in the Gume, the source itself, or in the Hemshech HaMayim. The Tisefte makes a distinction between the original area and the extended area. Our Mishneh is chilek in the Tisefte. But the Ram doesn't like that. That our, according to the Rambam, our Mishneh is chilek and Tisefte. Just because the Mishneh doesn't say, that doesn't prove that it's chilek. So he says, both are true. In other words, if the dumping did not take place in the Gume HaMayon, then the Mayon doesn't have so much chashivus as to be immune against bitl. So then there is bitl. But even if the dumping of the Mayim Shuvim took place in the Gume HaMayon, so it's only So there is no bittul vis-a-vis the water that is in the original area, but vis-a-vis the water that is in the extended area, which, where it didn't flow before, and it only started to flow as a result of the dumping. So then, true that water that is dumped in the gume has such chives that there is no bittul. So, but without bittul, the water that is in the extended area is not mayon. What is considered to have a chalais di mayon? Only water that flows naturally out of the, as a result of the forcefulness of the mayon. But here, so in the original area, so you can say that it flows in the original area as a result of the vigor of the mayon. Mashay came in the extended area. So that doesn't result from the vigor of the mayon. If it resulted from the vigor of the mayon, how come that until now it didn't flow there? So it's a result of the activation by the mayon shuvim. So Memele doesn't have any mayon. So it is not. In other words, there are two things. First of all, there is a shiloh of bittul. So there cannot be any bittul if the dumping takes place in the gomen. But if the dumping takes place in the hemshech hamayon, so there is bittul. But even if the dumping takes place in the mayon, there cannot be bittul. But in the extended area, it doesn't have a din mayon. Not because without recourse to bittul. Because in the extended area, it doesn't flow because of the natural forcefulness of the mayon. But it flows because of the pustashat that the mayon received from the mayon shuvim. So Mimele, he doesn't have a din of mine. This is what the Ram says. I didn't answer. All right. Then there is another pshat. You go over that. And please go over the Rif and that Gemara. The Rif, and also go over the Gemara Daf Samachay. About the same Gemara as Gemara Nidori. Pras b'yimitish v'lulah. Okay.
First, I want to discuss the various shittas about Mayon. There are so many shittas. Now, I asked you to go over the Sugi in the Gorim with the Ram, the very long Ram, and also the Gemara in Shabbos, the Samachay, the Ramban, the Rashbo, I mean, there. Now, let me mention the Shittas briefly. Now, we have the Mishneh, the Kal of Mishneh Zion. That's one Mishneh. Then we have the Mishneh of Nado, Pergimu Mishneh Gimu, and then we have the Mishneh in Pergim Mishneh Gimu, and then we have the Mishneh in Pergim Mishneh. So these are the Mishnehs that deal with Mayon. So now, according to the Raivechite, and the Rashbo Shita in Sha'amayim, even though the Rashbo in the Chidushim is different, but the Rashbo Shita in Teras Abayis, in Sha'amayim. So there is a distinction between the original area and the added area. I mean, because there is an apparent theory. The Mishneh in of Nadal says that the Perkei Mishneh Gimel that Mayon Shemoshak Nadal Ribol Avim Shichar Yit Mujohoyo. That means it's Mitaya Bezeichli. Even though the Meitrim, the Meishomim was more numerous than the original Meimayim. Because it says Ribol Avim Shichar Har Yit Mujohoyo. So even if Robo Neitzel implies that even if Robo Neitzel no Azeichli, so it's Harayut Mishoyo is Mitaya Bezeichli. And then, what the Mishneh, Perikei Mishneh Hei says, Hei Reptoni Kala Zeichlin, Sherob Ala Neitrim, Sheheim Kshirim. So the implication being, only if the Zeichlin is Rob Ala Neitrim, not if the Neitrim is Rob Ala Zeichlin, Rab Ala Zeichlin. So the Raibet, I mean the Mora Bishbaitzi is the Raibet. So the Raibet says that the Mishneh in Perikalev in Perek Aleph Mishneh Zayin that says Lumayu Mehen Mayu Shemin of Motim Virobol of Mayim Shuvim Yishobel Mikve Litaya Bezh Eren. It's not Mitaya Bezeichlin. It's not Mitaya Bezeichlin has reference to the extended area. So in the extended area where the water of the Mayon was not flowing before, and it started to flow only as a result of the dumping of the Mayim Shuvim, so there it's not Mitaya Vizeichlin, it's only Mitaya Beshber. Now the Mishnah in Perikei Mishnah Gimel, that the Mishnah of Nado, that says that even though the Mikshomim is more numerous than the Meimayon, so Harayuk Mishori is Mitaya Bezeichlin as reference to the original Ayah. As reference to the original Ayah. This is what the Raivet says, and this is the Rashbo in Teras Abayis, Shamayim says the same thing, even though I'm the Chidushim, he says something else. Alright, now, and the Ram also says that there is a difference between the original Ayah and the extended Ayah. So in the original Ayah, so in other words, there is no aloha of Bitl Berov Ligami the Din Mayon. So in the original area where we had the Mayon before too, so there is not Shayach to say Bitl Berov. So Mimele it's Mitisuhari of Mushahoyo. Mashayim came in respect to the extended area, so they are. Since it's Robo Neitvin al Azeichlin, so Mele it does not have a din of Mayon, it does not have a din of Mei Mayon, or it does not have a din of Mayon. That depends upon the two Tarutzim Reb Chaim. I mean, whatever the Pshat is. So Mele it's not Mitaya Bezeichlin. It's not Mitaya. But the Ram says, since it's not Mitaya Bezeichlin, so it requires Memso too. The other Rishenim, the Raivet, the Rashbo, the Teras Abayis, and on that point, all the Rishenim are chilik on the Rav. So on that point, they say that even if it is a situation where it's not Mitaya Bezeichlin, but Mem So it doesn't require. Why is there a difference between not being Mitaya Bezeichlin and still Mem So it doesn't require? So again, you have. Two terutzim Reb Chaim. The first terutz Reb Chaim is that memso depend. I mean, mashu mitaya becholchu depends upon the heftz of mayon, and the heftz of mayon there is no beetle. There is only beetle on the main mayon, but not on the heftz of mayon. Or there is beetle on the din mayon completely. But as far as Mayon Mitaya Becholchu, it's not Gzeiras HaKosuv that the shiur of Memso doesn't apply to Mayon. But Mayon, there is no, it's never lacking Memso. Even if the shiur had been 1,000 so. So I would say Mayon, on account of its innate capacity of emanating water without a limit, so it has memso, it has 1,000 so. There is no chisor in the shiur. So in Ochaname, there is beetle. But, so Mimele doesn't have it in Mayon. So it does not have it in Mayon. So call it mikveh. So if you could find a mikveh that has that capacity of emanating without a limit, so it would also be mitaya b'chol shu. Not because it doesn't require memso, because al bedin it's considered to have memso. So really it doesn't depend upon the shemayon or the shemikve. It depends upon the capacity of emanating without a limit. Alright, that's the pshata. But the Ram said, so in other words, so the Raivet and the Rashbon Teras Abayis and the Ram, they say that the Mishnah of Nado has reference to the original area. The Mishneh in Perek Aleph Mishneh Zayin has reference to the extended area. And the Mishneh of Heid Rav Tzodek has reference to the extended area. But the Mishneh of Nado has reference to the original area. So even if Rabbu Neitvin al Azeichlin, so it's still Mitayla. it's still mitaya bizeichlin. But the Ran Shita is that wherever it's not mitaya bizeichlin, it requires mem sotu. And the other Gishemi say no, even where it's not mitaya bizeichlin, but mem so it doesn't require. Because, either because the chefetz of mine doesn't become bottle, or because of the innate capacity of emanating water without a limit, so mainly it's always considered alvedin as if it had themselves. Now then we have the Roshite, and the Roshite, is not so clear, but the way that Tzemach Tzedek HaMishnayis explains it. So the Rosh is the biggest maker, and he holds that in respect to an ordinary mayon, so then it does not make any, and if it is an ordinary mayon, not a mayon shokit, if in respect to an ordinary mayon not that has flowing water that flow with swiftness, so then it doesn't make any difference whether it's the original area or the extended area, even if it's Robo Neitvin ala Zeichlin, so it's still Mitaya B'Zeichlin. Because there is no beetle on Mayon. There is no beetle. Mayon has such chshives that it cannot become bottle. Even though you add more water, make shomim into it, so it's still the chaliz, the Mayon is not poka, mimele, it's Mitaya B'Zeichlin. It's Mitaya B'Zeichlin. Only if it is a Mayon not, but if it's a Mayon shokit, so this is how he explains. Mayon shumosha tenadu ribo lovim shichei, in other words, if it's a Mayon not, ribo lovim shichei, in other words, it doesn't make any difference whether it's canadu or centipede wise or not. Of course, if it emanates water, you know, in all kinds of directions, so it's certainly not. But suppose it doesn't emanate in the centipede wise. You know, in many different directions. As long as it's not, it's the same aloche. Ribo lo vimshiche ha'riu kmo shehoyo. Hoyo ha'imeid, but if it's a mayon shokit, so then, v'ribo lo vimshiche, so shobel mikva l'taya b'shbere, because since it's a mayon shokit, so then there is bitol on the mayon, as a result of the ribu ha'mayim, of the main eitvin, and eitvin, but still, it's still Mitaya Becholshim. So whatever the reason is. I mean, of course, in regard to the Rosh, I mean, I would say that the Pshat is the second Rosh in the Reb Chaim. In other words, because on account of its innate capacity to emanate water without a limit, and even though it's a Mayan Shokin, it still has that capacity. But it's still a Mayan Shokin. So in other words, how can it be Mayan Shokit if it emanates water without a limit? The answer is, when we say Shokit not, we do not mean whether scientifically it's Shokit or not. According to science, every water is flowing. But I mean, when we say flowing water, Zeichel or not, so it means Lifimare Zayin. In other words, if it's called the Mayan not, if the water is flowing with swiftness, with vigor, and if, let's say, it flows, you know, just very, very mildly, so then it's called a Mayon Shokit. It's called a Mayon Shokit. So then, if it's a Mayon Shokit, so Shom Mikle Tayyabesh, Beirel Maidan Rosho. So according to the way the Tzemach Tzedek understands the Rosh Ite, so the Tzemach Tzedek, so the Rosh is more Mikle than anyone else in respect to a real Mayon. So there, in respect to a real Mayon, and if it's not a Mayon Shokit, so even if it's Chobonet Vela Zeichlin, so it's Mitaya B'Zeichlin, not only in the original area, but even in the extended area. Masha'in Kein, in respect to Ino, so there, if it's Chobonet Vela Zeichlin, it's not Mitaya B'Zeichlin, not only in the extended area, but even the original area. So in respect to a regular Mayon, so even the extended area is Mitaya B'Zeichlin, even though it's Chobonet Vela Zeichlin. In respect to Ino, so even the original area, it's not Mitaya B'Zeichlin, if it's Chobonet Vela Zeichlin. And Mimele, according to the Rosh, the Perikim Mishne Gimel, as referenced, to a regular Mayon. And Perkei Mishnei Hei, he has reference to a river. Now, the question is, what is the Shittas Rambam? What is the Shittas Rambam? So, so the Rambam Pirsha Mishne Perkei Mishne Gimu, he says, Nadur hu balechayim, rab raglayim dakim, im yiyeh mayon mayon, v'yifridum lenukulis dakis, v'shofach mayon shuvim, v'yikar hamayon, ad shemischasku eilu haguleis, v'godu hagroson, im mishpat eilu haguleis ki mayon, hoyum mi mayon heila ben, omno mim hoyum mi mayon sheiktim, nochim. So he also explains the second half of the Mishne of Nadur, in that, in the sense that it has reference to a mayon shaking, the acher shofar aleihem mayim shuvim ad shegovru v'yikru mem afikim hineila afikim mishutofim bidileihem k'mo yamayon bidoroch me'amikve k'mo shebarnu v'tchila zeis ha'misechtes v'zeisi mayles dalet shebimikve. Now, so there are two pshotim in the case of Mishne and Bes Yosef in the Rambam. Now let's see the Rambam. This is the Rambam Pirsha Mishne. Now the Rambam Yud Chazoko, Perek Tes Milchas Mikvois, Halocha Yud Aleph. Mayon Sho Yoame Is Ktane Is Nim Shochis Mimenu, Virobo Olov Mayim Shuvim, Liseich Hamayon, Ad Shegovro Hamayim Shebaameis, Vishotfu Hareim Ki Mayon Mechol Dobo. Hoyu Meime Hamayon Indim Veinon Nim Shochim, Virobo Olov Mayim Ad Shemoshcho Mimenu Ameis Hamayim, המים שמשוחים שופים למקווה ליטאיה בהשבירן בלבד משופים למיון ליטאיה בחודשו. אומר אברון תיסקת ולמיטאיה בזיכוין אל המוקים שאוהים יוחים להלך להלך בתחלוסם. So the Kesef Mishne says that the Rambam holds that in view of the fact that our Mishne doesn't mention this din of the Tisefte, that there is a distinction between the place where it's Hoya Mahala Mitchalosei and the place where it's not Mahala Mitchalosei, that means that our Mishneh disagrees with the price of the Tisefte. And we don't pass like other Tisefte. This is how the Kesef Mishneh says in Rambam. But there are two pshat in the Kesef Mishneh and Rambam. One pshat in the Kesef Mishneh, the Kesef Mishneh and Rambam is that according to the Rambam, so Perikei Mishneh Gimu has reference to the case where he dumped the water in the moker itself, in the source, in the gume samaya, into the source. Why does he say that? Because the Rambam Pirush HaMishne says, "Vishofach mayim shuvim biikar hamayon." Biikar hamayon. What does it mean? Ikar hamayon. Apparently, there is an ikar hamayon, the main stream of the mayon. And not the mainstream of the Mayon. So what is the mainstream of the Mayon? That's the source, the gumen of the Mayon. And Natika Mayon means the Hemshech of the Mayon. The Hemshech of the Mayon. Mimele by the river too, where it's the source, that's the Ika Mayon. And the Hemshech Hano is not the Ika Mayon. So Mimele, Mishne Gimel in Perikei in Mikvois has reference to a case where he dumped the water into the source. Mayon Shu Moshech Kenado. Rive Vimshichei and he dumped the water into the source, even though it's Rabonetvin Ala Zeichlin. Hariu Kmei Shehoyim. So in other words, it's Mitaya Bezeichlin. And according to the Mishne Pshat in the Rambam, it's Mitaya Bezeichlin not only in the original area, but in the extended area also. But the Tisefte says the reverse, so our Mishneh is Chilikan in the Tisefte. But, now, this is the first step of the Mishneh. The second step of the Mishneh discusses the case where the Mayon is a Mayon Sheikid. So then, since it's a Mayon Sheikid, so Shoveh Limikveh Litaya Be'eshberen, Ulimayon Lehadbubei Becholshu. Lehadbubei Becholshu. So in other words, so in such a case, so it does not have a din of May Mayon. Because in view of the fact that he shake it, We may only know that have. It's especially the Rambam Shita is especially very sound and very mistaber. I mean, according to the first teretz that may mayon that in other words that in respect to tar bizechlim that depends upon the chalei shem may mayon. So really, when can it have a chalei shem may mayon if it is a mayon not? So then it has the attribute of may mayon. But if it's a mayon sheiket, it does not have the attribute of Meimayon. So it does not have the Chalei Shem of Meimayon. So it cannot be Mitaya B'Zeichon. It cannot be Mitaya B'Zeichon. Alright, that's the first portion of the Mishnah. Now, there are a number of Mechabrim, of Svorim, not contemporary Mechabrim, because they are already on Elam Emes, but I mean they wrote Svorim on Mikvois, and they felt disturbed by Reb Chaim's terutzim, I mean, on the Rambam, and the fact that he doesn't even mention, I mean, the what the Ran says pshat in the Rambam, and what the Kesef Mishneh's first lashon pshat in the Rambam, and Kesef Mishneh's second lashon pshat in the Rambam, and he just acts on his own independently. I mean, he ignores everybody. But the point is that Reb Chaim doesn't even say anything against the pshat of the Kesef Mishneh in the Rambam. Whatever the pshat is, but there is a situation where it's not mitaya b'zeichlin, and it's mitaya b'cholchu. So the question is, this is what Reb Chaim discusses. In the situation where it's not mitaya b'zeichlin, but it's mitaya b'cholchu, why is there a difference? So you see, Reb Chaim only answers the kashya of the Ran. The Ran says, how is it possible to separate the din of Mayon ligabi tare b'zeichlin and ligabi b'chol memso? So there's the difference. So in other words, what Reb Chaim says is in harmony with all the pshatim in the Rambam that Rishayim mentioned or that the Kesef Mishneh mentions. But the question is, why is there such a difference between not being able to be mitaya b'zeichlin and still being able to be mitaya b'cholchu? This is what Reb Chaim discusses. But in what situation does the Rambam say that we have that distinction between not being mitaya b'zeichlin at the same time being able to be mitaya b'cholchu? So this is something else. Anyway, this is the first lashon of the Kesef Mishneh. Then the second lashon of the Kesef Mishneh is another pshat in the Rambam. Now, and why does the Kesef Mishneh say that? Because the Lashon HaRambam Pirush HaMishneh is that the Lashon HaRambam Pirush HaMishneh is Ikar HaMayon. So what is Ikar HaMayon? Ikar HaMayon means the Gumen, the source. Now, so the first Lashon of the Kesef Mishneh is similar to the Ran's pshat in the Rambam. The Ran in Midorim also discusses this Rambam. He concedes that the Rambam is chilek anim, and the Rambam holds there is a distinction between not being mitaya b'zeichlin and being mitaya b'cholchu. But so he says that according to the Rambam, so the Ran also says in the Rambam that according to the Rambam, there is a difference between the case where he dumped the water in the gume, into the source, or he dumped the water in the hemshech hamayon, hemshech hanor. But he adds one thing because of the deceptive. Because he doesn't like it that according to the Rambam, the our Mishneh is chelik on the Sefte. Should we say that? After all, the Mishneh doesn't spell it out that it's chelik on the Sefte. Just because the Mishneh doesn't say what the Sefte says, it doesn't mean that it's chelik. There are many halachas that the Mishneh doesn't mention, the Sefte mentions. So he says that according to the Rambam, the Mishneh of Nadol, of Perikei Mishneh Gimel, has reference to the case where you dump the water, the abundance of them make shomim. So he dumped it into the source, into the gumen.
So then, even though it's chobonim, meaning tvim al-mezechlin, so it's still retired bezechlin. Only in the original place, but in the extended place, not. In the extended place, not. So in other words, so he says the same pshat as the Kesef Mishneh's first lashon, except that he incorporates that he seftes din also. Now, and that's not unreasonable, because you see, there are two questions that we have to consider. One is whether we say whether there is a din of bittul b'rov. So, in other words, according to the Ran's pshat and the Rambam, so if the make shomim or the may shuvim, my shuvim, is dumped into the gume, into the source, on account of the chshives of the source of the mayon, no bittul is chal. So if, let's say, he'll dump the water into the hemshach mayon, not into the source, not into the gume, so then bittul is chal, because the mayon has its biggest chshives at its source, not at the hemshach. So b'meile, if he dumps the water into the hemshech of the mayon, hemshech ano, not the source, so then it does not have so much chshives that it should be immune against bittul. So then it can become bittul. So b'meile, so since the water was dumped into the hemshech, not into the source, so bittul is chal on the din mayon. So he doesn't have a din of mayon. So b'meile, it's not mitaya b'zeichel. But if he dumps the water, the abundance of water, he dumps it into the source, so at its source, mayon has so much chshives, it couldn't become bottle. Just as a human being couldn't become bottle. You couldn't say that if Jews were mixed up with goyim were mixed up with Jews, and let's say the rova goyim, that the Jews should be bottle. Even though by Balachayim we say it becomes bottle midraisa. Midrabonim doesn't become bottle. But a human being cannot become bottle. Midraisa he cannot become bottle. He has too much. What does bittul mean? Bittul means that one item, one object, loses its identity. A human being has so much chshives, it cannot lose its identity. It's not shayach. So a mayon at its source has so much chshives, it cannot lose its identity. To the rov, it cannot lose. So b'meile, it's hariyuk mushoyo. But in respect to the extended dayaye, so then it's not because of bittul that it's not mitaya b'zeichli. In respect to that, to the added extended dayaye, it does not have a din of mayon for a different reason. Because since it doesn't flow naturally, but it flows because of the ribu hamayim shuvim, so mele it doesn't flow the way mi mayim flows naturally. So it doesn't have it in mayim, not because of bittul. But because it does not have a din of mayon in the extended area. When do mayim have a din of may mayon? Only if they flow in the natural way, the way may mayon flow. Because how do may mayon flow so swiftly? Because of an innate vigor in the water. But here, until he dumped the mayim shuvim into the mayon, they didn't flow swiftly. So now they started to flow in the extended area. Now they started to flow in the extended area because of the push that was given by the mayim shuvim. So the melee does not have a chaleis din of mayim in mayon. Because when do mayim have a chaleis din in mayon if they flow? Like may mayon, the way the mayon flow. May mayon flow because of an innate vigor and force. Because of an innate force that pushes them. Vashayin can hear, it was the push is given by the Mayim Shuvim that were dumped into the Mayim. So in other words, so that's why in respect to the extended area, it's not mitaya bizechlin. So the Ran's pshat in the Rambam is similar to the Kesef Mishneh's first lotion, except that the Kesef Mishneh does not incorporate the Tisefte in the Shittes Rambam, and the Ran does. So the Mishneh, according to the Ran, so Mayon Shu Moshech Kenado Ribo Vimshichei Hareyu Kmoishohoyo. So in other words, it has reference to the case where he dumped the water in the Gume itself, in the source. So then it is all the water that is in the original area, that flows in the original area, has a din of Mei Mayon, even though there is a Ribo of Mayim Shum. Why? Because in view of the fact that it was dumped into the source, so it has such a chshives at its source, that there is no bitulchav. But the water that flows in the extended, in the new area, does not have a din of mayon, not because of bitul. Because this water doesn't flow there because of the innate force of the natural. They do not flow naturally because of the natural innate force of the water. But they flow because of the force that was given to them by the Mayim Shuvim. So mainly it does not have a din of Meimayon. So it's not Mitaya. It's not Mitaya Bezech. It's not Mitaya Bezech. Alright, this is the Ranz. So it is similar to the Kesef Mishneh's first Lashon. Now, then the Kesef Mishneh has his second Lashon. Here. In Perek Tes Milches Mikvois, Halacha Yud Aleph. So he says, וכך נראה לי, the second motion, דלסי חמיון שכוסף כאן ובעיקר המיון בפירוש המשנה לא יגומס המיון דווקא כהן דבמיין הנמשוכים ונקרים מן המיון נם משייך למים אבו הלל משנה בסי חמיון ועיקר המיון ואפשר שכוסף הלל אימו תהיך דריבו המיון שובים מחוץ למיים הנקרים מהמיון ונספשת השובים ונובו במיים הנקרים מהמיון יכול כהגבנה אפילו נגים ביגומס המיון עצמי לא נזבט לו בימי המיון. So he explains it